Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, Stacey, it's your family that Derek was referring to when he spoke to me yesterday.
Yes, it is.
What has happened to you guys?
My name is Stacey Breen. I'm living in Mitchelstown myself. We are homeless since last Wednesday. We lost our private rent accommodation.
How did that happen?
The house has been up for sale since November. We got a notice. We're trying to find private rent accommodations, but we haven't. It's the problem with the houses crisis. Now it's very hard to get rent accommodation.
And are you entitled to things like HAP or stuff like that?
We're on HAP ourselves now. We are, like I said, we're homeless since last Wednesday. We went down to the council ourselves to present us being homeless. We asked for emergency accommodation. They said it's very hard to get emergency accommodation now over everything's going on. We've been on to TDs. We've been on to everyone. Even Derek is actually helping us ourselves. We're trying to get someone to help us. Now, we're on the council ourselves for 12 years. There is 3 empty houses in Mitchelstown that we know of that is actually ready to be given out as a council house. But we have no luck ourselves. I find it very difficult. My husband's family has been helping us.
How many of you are there, Stacey?
There is 4. There's 4 kids and 12.
Okay, and how old are the kids?
They are 14, 8, 5 and 3.
Okay. This is very distressing for them, I'm sure.
It's very hard, to be honest, because we're not actually all together since last week. Our kids have been sleeping with their aunts and uncles, so they all go to one each. His mum and dad has been brilliant to us. They took in all our bits from the house. They took in one of our sons. Myself and my husband have been sleeping in the car on the air mattress.
Right.
Now, the only good thing is, see, I'm from Limerick myself, and when I go down to my mum's house, my nana, she's living with my nana because she's our carer. So I have 2 toddlers together and they're very loud and the noise frighten her. So I can't actually stay that long. So my husband has the couch since my kids are not there. But I'm going back home now Wednesday. So he was back in the car with us.
Staying in the car, that's not something you can do.
It's not great, like, to be honest with you, but we should be looking. We have somewhere. We've been turned away. There's no emergency accommodation. We have actually nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's very stressful when you have 4 kids. School's coming back in 3 weeks' time. We don't know if we're going to have a house. We're going to have a rental house. The minute a rental house comes up on Mitchelstown, it's gone straight away with no explanation who got it or anything like that.
Yeah. You say you're on the council list with the last 12 years.
It's gone on 12 years this year, yes.
Yeah. They were aware, I take it, Stacey, in advance that you were, the house you were living in, the council was aware that that was being sold.
Yes, they got the notice. We got onto threshold, everything, to make sure that the notice was literate, that everything was perfect on it. And they just said that look for emergency accommodation first. Then they told us look for friends and family to stay with. Then they said to get onto all our old landlords and see if any of the houses are still available. We told them that we're actually struggling because the fact that there is 4 kids that are getting pushed around, getting swapped to different homes, and the fact that we can't stay with them because there's actually no room. It's very hard to get someone to take in 6. That's a family of 6. We're absolutely lost. We actually don't know what to do, where to go, where's my kids going to sleep tomorrow night if there's no room for them.
I know. And you say that there are houses vacant
Yes, there is three houses that we know in Mitchell Sound that are council houses that are emptied and nearly ready to go.
Yeah.
They're actually literally ready because we passed them ourselves and we saw that they were doing them up. They were kind of speeding up for them.
Yeah, and when you asked the council about, or I assume you asked the council about those houses.
Oh, they just said, wait for CBL app to bid for it. Now, I explained to the council myself, I have a disability in my eye. I was going blind in my left eye. That I had a cornea transplant in 2017 that I cannot drive because they would keep on just move to different towns.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to them that the kids are only, they have 3 years they're going to play school, the 5 years going into juniors. So I was like, I first keep them in school that they know of, that they're comfortable, because it's very hard on kids over COVID, over everything, trying to mix them with kids, and the kids are finally getting back into the routine.
Sure.
And
they're all going to local schools, are they?
They are, yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, they were just keep telling me to move to a different county, and I explained to them that I am physically not allowed to drive over my sight.
Yeah. And now yourself or your husband, are you working?
My husband works.
Okay.
I'm with the kids.
Okay. Okay. And you're just reaching out to see what
just
is, can someone help?
Just awareness, really, because there's actually a lot of families. I hear it myself on the radio that's actually going through the same thing, because I was very mortified in the situation that kind of going on this radio, speaking to you yourself to say about our situation, because everybody knows now because I said my name. But you might see a bit of help, some private landlord might be able to hear us and help us.
And you've got HAP, and you've your husband is working, so there's money there, you can pay rent.
Yes, that's the only thing. Yeah, we went for a mortgage ourselves there in January. We got refused because the fact my husband's not on a big salary and there's four kids' liabilities. They said it's like an extra bill. So they said it's very hard to get a mortgage when you have kids, that it's better to start off when you're single.
I know.
My husband, he works, and the fact that he has to drop the kids to school, be late for an hour, and then I have to figure out where I'm going for the day to wait for the kids to finish school. If it comes to it, I have to go up to his sister's house or his brother's or walk around town and wait for them.
Because he's gone off in the car. Forgot that. He's gone off in the car to do his day's work.
Exactly.
So you're walking around with your hands hanging to you, as it were, nowhere to go.
Yeah, if I am waiting for the kids, I could be walking around town. I could walk far as his sisters. But you know yourself, everybody has their own life. They've things to do, and I don't want to impose on them. Just after they just have to wait around for me.
I know, Stacey. Thank you for talking to me, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much for ringing. Bye.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.